We're bringing you new music, new artists, and new genres every Thursday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. We are back to DJ Live with The Come Up here on. What is up, everybody? We're bringing. What is up, everybody? Here we are once again on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. You are currently listening to The Come Up. And I am your host, DJ Live. And here on The Come Up, we aim to bring you the best, newest, and most unknown artists to your eardrums. We are here in the studio at Dominican on this cool Thursday. Real chill vibes. We got the wind coming out early. Yesterday, though, it was a steaming hot 88 degrees. And now it's nice to be experiencing some cooler weather. Please turn your headphones up, turn your speakers up, tell your friends, your family, get them the link right now, radio.dominican.edu, because I have some really, really cool things up my sleeve today. DJ Live, what do you have for me today? Well, we'll show you in a minute. So, before we get started, I want to wish everyone a good day. If you're not having a good day, do not hesitate to stay for the full hour. I'll make sure that you'll feel way, way better after. So, shout out to my homies, my families, all my listeners. You really all make this show what it is, and I can't be more grateful. You really are the reason why I keep doing it. You know, as a matter of fact, while we're at it, if you're listening right now, go ahead and call someone you care about that you haven't talked to in a while. Tell them you miss them. Here on The Come Up, we only like good vibes, so we only spread positive vibes, and we try to have as much fun as possible while also getting into really great discussions about music artists. If you're listening for the first time, thank you too. Shout out to you. Much love to you. Pass the link on, because we are covering some cool, cool, cool artists today. Best thing about The Come Up is I'm just trying to bring you some of the most fire tracks that you can bring back to your friends and family. And sometimes you'll know who the artist is, sometimes you won't. If you do, cool. If not, all good as well. Because it's always good to discover something new. Today is going to be a little different from the past shows of The Come Up. My artist of the week isn't just one artist. It's actually a collective, but we'll get more to that later. Right now, I'm going to let you know what you can expect from this upcoming show. First and foremost, of course, we're going to bring you the music news. If you've been following The Come Up, you know we try to get you up to date with the culture, try to get you up to date with new things coming out, new music coming out. And after that, we're going to get into our first segment where we introduce the artists, how the artists came together. After that, we're going to talk about my favorite artists in the collective of the roster. After that, we're going to talk about their sound direction, what makes them unique. And after that, if we have time, we're going to talk about where to see them live, because of course, the best thing to do, my name is DJ Live, because the best thing ever is to see artists live. We love it. So, of course, in between that, we're going to be playing music all throughout the show. So if you're listening in, of course, you're going to be hearing the craziest sounds, the craziest tunes, the craziest melodies. And yay. So once again, you're listening to Penguin Radio. You're listening to The Come Up here on radio.dominican.edu. I'm your host, DJ Live. And now we're getting into our first business ordeal of the day with music news. Let's get up to date with the culture. If you've been with The Come Up, you know what time it is. If you don't, well, it's cool. We're just going to talk about some music news and news around the music sphere to get more informed about the culture. All right, so let's get that started. The Come Up has found out that two chart-topping artists released a collaboration project just last week to great positive reception. Now you might be thinking, who are these two artists, DJ Live? These artists are Grammy-nominated R&B singer Janae Aiko and chart-topping Detroit-based rapper Big Sean. They released a self-titled album under the duo name 2088 on April 1st, 2016. So the album is called 2088, and apparently they have created a duo called 2088 as well. Very, very cool. And it's actually crazy. I read up about the album after listening to it, of course. The album deals with topics of relationships, specifically the highs and lows of a relationship, and insights into conflict, memories, love, intimacy, and more. In the album, Big Sean actually plays a male figure in the relationship, while Janae Aiko plays the female role. And in an interview, Aiko admitted that the themes she sang about in this album deviate from the themes she's used to singing about. Her songs, they're usually dark and sad rather than romantic. So I can see where she's coming from. And you all need to check out that album as soon as possible. It is a great album, a great addition to music in general. Thank you, Janae Aiko. Thank you, Big Sean, aka 2088. Here's to hope for more albums coming from this amazing duo. And that was your music news of the week. Let's get into our first segment here now. I'm excited to bring you this artist of the week. And I don't know, I really don't know how to say it. You know, we've had so many crazy artists. Sam Gellatry, DJ Soul Super Sam. We had my boys, Roy, DJ Ro and DJ Oye. Bunch of other people. And now we're introducing this music collective. And you know, I can't even put a label to what this is. This is a collective, a label, a music group. I guess at its core, it's a music collective comprised of a deep roster of musicians. This music collective is very significant in my life, in music culture, and I think music in general. And it's definitely on the come up in terms of influencing different types of music that's made nowadays, especially mainstream. So our artists or collective of the week, and much love, shout out to Solection. They are our collective of the week, music group of the week. And if you've been listening to the come up since day one, and you hear this broadcast right now, you'll be able to tell that a lot of the music that I play on the come up is directly influenced by Solection. And I first heard of Solection through some of my friends. I checked it out myself, had a moment of enlightenment real quick, and all of a sudden, that's the music I started listening to it more and more. And Solection's motto is the sound of tomorrow. And we'll get to the sound direction in a bit in a later segment, but right now we'll get into Solection's origins and how it became huge in the music world. So the thing about Solection is it first started as a radio show by Los Angeles based DJ Joe K. So if you go to soundcloud.com/Solection, you'll be able to click on any of the radio shows, you'll hear his voice. That's Joe K. That's how it all started. And the show actually began as a way to showcase acts that he found at the Low End Theory, which is actually a beat party and a beat showcase in LA. And he played music he received from people he met that played at this party. So the first show Joe K ever posted was called Ill Vibes, not Selection, called Ill Vibes, on the podcast service Podomatic. And that was a really, really long time ago, about 2011. It's crazy to think 2011 was, maybe 2010 actually, it's 2010. That was about 6 years ago. Crazy. And from there, his audience began to grow. The sounds that Joe K discovered and shared eventually reached the ears of this man named Andre Power. If you listen closely, we're listening to a mix by Andre Power right now, so you could tell the craziness. But Andre Power got Joe K to DJ at his event called Art in the Park. Now, Andre Power is an artist, like a visual artist. So him and Joe K got together, formed this crew, and they were able to get a lot of traction behind what they were doing. Eventually, they met a guy named 96, who's a French artist. Unfortunately, he's no longer part of the label or part of the group, so that's unfortunate, but shout out to him for being part of the foundation, of course. In 2011, Joe K transferred to Cal State University Long Beach, became a college radio DJ at CSU Long Beach's K Beach radio station. The first show he ever released under the Selection name came to us on January 24th, 2011. Very, very long time ago, now that I think about it. 5 years ago, I don't even know what I was doing. The first ever Selection compilation was also released that same day, and it featured 29 artists from around the world. It was the first release of what would be many, many, many more around the world and over the next few years. As their launch year continued, they got in touch with an Australian producer named Taku, who's a frequent listener of Selection Radio, and the show contacted Joe K, and he had an idea. And so this was following the huge tsunami in Japan in the spring of 2011. Taku suggested that Selection help him sell these beats that he made in the past 24 hours, with all proceeds going toward the tsunami relief. And so that was their second release. They called it 24, and they released it for free on Bandcamp, but for a name your price. So whatever price that person wanted to pay to download that album, it was essentially free. You could say zero, but if people wanted to donate, people wanted to donate, and they did. Got a lot of great reception, and they were able to benefit the tsunami fund in Japan that year. And so with the collaboration of Los Angeles-based DJs Joe K, Andre Power, Australian-based producer Taku, and French visual artist 96, these first two releases really laid the foundation for Selection to become an international brand. And during this time, Selection continued to build its audience with social platforms, including SoundCloud, where I found them, Facebook, and Twitter. Yeah, Twitter where I found them, not SoundCloud. I found a link to SoundCloud on Twitter, so I guess that's the same thing. He headed the social media and organized the music, while 96 served as the art director, and Power would add some ideas to the art, and the two would work on making sure the branding was properly done. And so great branding also always makes a company look better, or a label or a music collective look better. So it's good that they have these artistic minds coming together. And let's listen to one artistic mind from Selection right now. I was perusing the selection SoundCloud and I needed to find a song for today to show you the selection sound. So here is a song, a very great song that I like. It is called Antidote by Evil Needle. So take a listen to this. It's really crazy. We're back. Welcome back. Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, here we are on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. This is The Come Up, showcasing new and up-and-coming artists I'm your host, DJ Live, and our artist of the week is not an artist, not just one artist at least. It is a music collective called Selection, and the song I just played for you was called Antidote by Evil Needle. And right now we are in the middle of a conversation about Selection's come up. So we were just talking about branding as a big part of Selection and how they became successful. And so one of the things about Selection is that it continued to build and build and build. And one of the things that they really built upon was the idea of hard work, working together, working efficiently, and just pushing the music of so many great artists so quickly and getting a lot of that fire under them when it comes to attracting people to listen to their sound. Now, after about 4 releases, Selection became a really... people started to know what they were about. People started to listen. People started to like what they were doing. And Selection's 5th release was Evil Needle's Mood. And so I just played you an Evil Needle song. Evil Needle's Mood is a bit of an older album. Go listen to that if you ever have time. And that became their best-selling album. And it had the most plays of the handful of projects they had put out so far. And so it became apparent, or it became a question to Joe K and Andre Power, like, yo, should we turn Selection into an actual record label? And for the next 2 years, Selection continued to release music and their audience continued to grow. And Selection Radio reached new listeners. And it was through the music, through prolific underground producers that K found throughout the internet. He and Power guided their fledgling company toward the path of a record label. He engaged their fans and consistently provided quality content, releasing 25 albums from producers who are now identified with the brand. We'll get into who some of those producers are, and we've already played you some music from them. We're playing some music for them, from them right now in the background. So let's talk about Jacqueline Schneider. She is the woman who really came and just fixed Selection, gave it more organization, gave it more of a strategy, because she had a background in communication and she worked in strategy and did public relations and event planning. But she quit her job in 2012 to become a freelancer. Eventually, she got in touch with Power and K and brought that structure to Selection. And the sound of tomorrow really became their coined phrase. And so Selection launched a new event at the Crosby in downtown Santa Ana, with the first incarnations of it featuring LA-based DJ So Super Sam, who is now on the Selection roster. And so if you listen to the come up since day one, or at least since episode 2, you'll know that we actually feature DJ So Super Sam here, and working with Selection is, as she said, definitely a treat. And she can attest to that in other interviews that she's done. You can just find that on the internet. But it's not just her. Everyone in Selection attests to the community and greatness of the group. And so this party that they launched at the Crosby, it started to get bigger and bigger as as the sound got bigger, as Selection got bigger, their party got bigger. And today, you'll find that they have a broadcast on Apple Radio. They have a time slot on Beats One Radio. They have over 300,000 followers on SoundCloud, over millions of plays on SoundCloud as well. A lot of their music is released for free or name your price. And they're really, I don't know how to describe it. They're really just great. They're a great collective. They're a great startup here in the music world. And they can only be greater. And hopefully one day, as a budding producer myself, I would get the chance to work with the likes of Joe K, or get him to play my music on Selection Radio. Who knows? Hey, maybe one day we'll do a show and just showcase my music since I'm on the come up. Nah, just kidding. Maybe though, maybe. And so Selection has now reached a global following. Selection only projects to get bigger, and they project to reach the ears of more and more people. Beats One Radio is broadcasted in over 100 countries, and so over 100 countries are being blessed with the opportunity to listen to Selection, dig it, and find the outlets of being able to listen to these artists live. I honestly can't attest enough to how much seeing an artist live is. It's amazing. And yeah, if you're just tuning in, this is Penguin Radio. This is the come up here on radio.dominican.edu. And today we're talking about Selection. Right now we're getting into our second segment. We're going to introduce some artists that are on the Selection roster and really get in depth into some of, not in depth, briefly get into some of the artists. And we're going to hear some music from one of my favorite artists that I'm going to be naming for you here on the come up. So Selection is a huge part of this show, and it's such a huge influence on here, and it's definitely going to be a huge influence on the world as more people get to hear it. Let me introduce you to some artists that thrive on the Selection collective and thrive on the releases that Selection does for their artists. One of my favorite artists, and of course I gotta start with this guy, one of the biggest influences on my music taste, my music style, and how I want to create music. The prolific man himself, Mr. Carmack. Now, he's from Hawaii, and he's one of the most hyped and talks about producers on the internet. Selection really has been no small part of that, and he's had releases with Mad Decent. Mad Decent is more of a EDM, more trap-based music group, music label, but it's Mr. Carmack's association with Selection that has been the primary driving force. Of course, his beat making. Of course, we gotta give tribute to his hard working, and we gotta give tribute to the amazing beats that he makes. And he's just blowing up. It's crazy. And for our next break coming up in just a few seconds here, we're actually going to listen to a song by Mr. Carmack, one of my favorite songs ever, actually. And this song I hold dear to my heart. It is a great song. I want to give you a listen to Cross the Dance Floor by Mr. Carmack. This is on his Vibes Volume 2 album. It's featuring Treasure Fingers, vocals from Treasure Fingers. It's a great song. Take a listen, kick back. And we are back. If you just tuned in, this is DJ Live here on the Come Up, showcasing new and up and coming artists. If you just tuned in, you just heard this amazing song, Cross the Dance Floor, by this amazing artist named Mr. Carmack. And we were just getting into a discussion about some of the best artists on Selection, some of the artists that you should check out per my suggestion. And Mr. Carmack was one of them. So if you like that song, if you want to hear more of Mr. Carmack's music, do not hesitate to check him out on SoundCloud. Some of his music's on Selection. Some of his music is on SoundCloud. Some of his music is available on various music streaming websites. So do not hesitate to check him out, even on YouTube. So easy. And after Mr. Carmack, there's this guy named Taku, and he's from Australia. We talked about him earlier. He was one of the foundational members of Selection, and he's released a grip of material through Selection, and even despite that, he says they're not his label, they are his family. And that is such a beautiful thing to hear, just because Selection really prides itself on the family and community feel. It's really in touch with its fans. I tweet to Selection people sometimes, and I never not get a favorite from them. It's a bit different when tweeting to other artists or other musicians, but it's cool that they're very interactive with their community. And so Taku's style, it ranges from Dub Your Numbers to sleepy J Dilla style cuts to trapped out R&B remixes with killer chops and bass. The man is within a range of styles and isn't afraid to try different things. And that's something that's actually a mark among all the stars of Selection. Next artist is Abjo. And Abjo is often found combining elements of high-speed footwork and juke breaks with funky soul beats and grooves. And he's from San Diego, so he has that SoCal vibe, that SoCal influence. And Abjo, for one, he doesn't have a simple singular style, and I think that's, like we said, a characteristic of all of Selection's artists. And Abjo relishes creative experimentation as he adds his own touch to classic rap and R&B numbers. A lot of these artists are known not just for their original work, but for their remixes as well, or for their sample use. A lot of these producers tend to use R&B samples, 90s R&B samples, 80s R&B samples. And Abjo's main objective from just one listen to his music is you could tell he's just trying to be trippy. His music's crazy, man. Next is Andre Power. Now, if you've been listening to the broadcast for the past 40 minutes or so, we've been playing Andre Power's mix in the background called Lost in Foreign Places. And the name is perfect for the mix if you've been drowning out my voice and trying to listen to the mix. This song, or this mix, it really makes me feel like I'm getting lost in foreign places when I close my eyes and just think about life in general. But Andre Power, he's not in the limelight like some of the guys on the list, but he is a co-founder of Selection. He's the art director, and he's also a resident DJ for Selection's event series, The Sound of Tomorrow. And he also curates much of what makes Selection what it is. So he does like the promo videos. He does a lot of the background production, a lot of the things you see but don't really hear about who does it or who is behind these really cool things that you see all the time that they release. And so he's slowly venturing into production. There's this one track called Killa that I need you to check out by Andre Power. I'm not sure if you can find that on SoundCloud. I tried looking for it last night, but I couldn't find it. So your best bet would be to look at YouTube. And so one of the other best selection artist, I believe, is Lakim. He's an East Coast based selection member, one of the only East Coast based selection members, and he's done it well on his own to hold down the fort. He just released a really great album called This Is Her, and that has been growing in plays since his release, and he's one of the most exciting and dynamic artists that Selection has right now. It's going to be crazy to see where he goes in terms of music, sound direction. And he's known for making slick deep house R&B edits or underwater footwork flavor. You kind of just got to listen to Lakim to get an understanding of the kind of music that this man creates. And so, Selection sound, just listen to Lakim, you'll like it, trust me. Sango is the next artist on my list here, and Sango is from Michigan. You honestly might have heard a song that he's created, but you just don't know that he created it. And even if you have heard that song, you can't really get an understanding of how good he is. And he's been behind a lot of amazing releases on Selection's catalog. He has an album called North, two Brazil-inspired beat tapes called... I'm not going to try to pronounce it, but check those out. Brazilian-inspired mixtapes. The thing about Selection is that they really push the fact that good music knows no language. And that's something that we also believe here at The Come Up. And the Brazilian-inspired beat tapes, they're amazing, so you should check those out. He's also part of a Michigan collective called AGO. Out of that, he's worked with Selection affiliates Waldo and Atu. And from that, we've seen Sango just fly. He's on a crazy, crazy path right now. Next up is Esta. Esta is no doubt one of the first names that people come across when they get acquainted with the Selection sound. The SoCal producer, he was one of the first to gain real traction under the Selection name and has since grown to be a great producer of his own caliber. And he'll deliver thumping ambient inspired tramp joints and more J Dilla inspired chilled out house. And no matter what, Esta is a producer who really seems to pride himself on a continual progression. Every song that he comes out with, it just seems to get better and better. And with time, it'll be crazy to see. Maybe he'll get to the top one day. Maybe his sound won't evolve anymore. Who knows? But he definitely doesn't hold back on his release. And I mean, he has his pace and he has his motions, so he rides on his own wave, and his releases are great. They're better over time, and it's just amazing to see him coming out. He's one of my favorite Selection artists as well, and we're gonna get more into that. Goldlink is also part of Selection, and he's primarily known as a vocalist, whereas Selection is known really for their producers and DJs. And Goldlink is really the vocals of Selection right now. And his debut project, The God Complex, attained critical acclaim on nearly every single hip-hop publication on the internet and dance music blogs alike. He's definitely a mix of hip-hop, R&B, and dance electronica, something that really highlights the type of music that Selection is. And so Goldlink reps Selection super hard and continually works with guys from the collective to craft his sound. And he really is pulling Selection out of the idea of just beats and just instrumentals. And lastly, we have Joe K. There'd simply be no selection without Joe K, so we gotta give love to the man himself. He's a curator of music, a DJ, the founder of The Sound of Tomorrow. And he does the radio show, and you gotta give love to that radio show. The radio show is crazy. If you ever wanna check that out, that is on Beats One Radio if you're subscribed to Apple Music. Or check that out on soundcloud.com/selection. That's SOULECTION. If you're just tuning in, this is The Come Up on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. I am your host, DJ Live, and this is crazy. We are featuring Soulection as our collective, music collective of the week. And all these artists that I was just talking about, we talked about Joe K, Goldlink, Esta, Sango, Lakim, Andre Power, Abjo, Taku, and Mr. Carmack. We talked about all those artists. Make a checklist, go listen to all those people's music. We've also featured some Soulection artists on this radio show already. DJ So Super Sam is one of them. Sam Gellatry is another one. So go and listen to their music. You already know it's fire. You know I only bring you the fire. And now I'm going to give you some of my favorite artists of Soulection and let you listen to a song that was made by one of them. And I think you're really gonna like this song that's coming up. It is a remix of a very popular mainstream song. So one of my favorite artists, we've talked about him just recently, is Esta. The first time I ever heard Esta was through Twitter. Someone tweeted a Twitter link and I actually followed it. And from there, I was able to find Esta, and it was pretty crazy. I loved it, actually, and it was amazing. So let's listen to a song by Esta. It is a remix of one of the most popular songs on the radio, on the mainstream radio. So let's get into that. Esta, one of the best people, producers that Soulection has to offer. And here is a song by him. What you say? And we are back here on Penguin Radio. You just heard Paradise with vocals by Alina Baraz, produced by Esta. Before that, we were just getting into a conversation about Esta and how he is one of my favorite artists. But now let's get into a discussion about Solection, sound direction, some of the craziest things that Solection has done is create an atmosphere of genreless music, and that's one of the reasons I like Solection so much, is because of this idea of genreless music. And one of the best things about the genre is whenever you listen to the radio show, Joe K always says the sound of tomorrow, and the show always begins with the motto future beats, eclectic soul, forgotten gems, and timeless sounds. This is Solection Radio. And so whenever I hear that, I always think of, well, time to hear some of that good music. And some of my favorite selection artists I listed out earlier, but one of the sounds, or one of the things that really highlights the sound of Selection, is the complexity that each producer puts into their sounds. And it's not easy to put a finger on the type of label that they are, or if they are a label in general. Selection's essence is actually the fact that it is genreless music, and it characteristically does not perpetuate any specific genre. And so in only a few years, Joe K has created one of the most eclectic talent pools in independent music, taking the grooves of hip-hop and R&B production and distilling them through electronica and house music. I guess that's a good way to put it. And most of the artists operate with sounds that you would mostly associate with the roots of rap and R&B production. But unlike the typical producers of those genres, who usually play second fiddle to vocalists, these producers like to be outwards and in front and center. Basically, they like to make multi-genre instrumental based music with several different genres of dance music, all underlined by infectious soul and funk grooves and sound melding feels, which are remarkably lively and progressive. The one thing that stays constant in Selection throughout everything that they do is the community. And one thing that you can hear in all of these artists is creative freedom and friendly competition. And some of them, it's not really a competition, to be honest, but the community really boasts creative freedom. And from what I've seen from a lot of the articles that I've seen about Solection, it's created genuine relationships. You can hear it in the way members of Solection talk about the label or talk about other producers. If you ask anyone at Solection which of them inspire them to be better, a lot of them say that it's everyone inspires everyone to be better. And that's just the thing about Solection. And that's the thing about life. You just need the right people to inspire you to do great things. And then that's how you become successful. And so Solection sound played a crucial role in its growth. And the music is very hard to describe. It's very hard to describe. And it's usually described in vague terms. And the label is partially responsible for this. They don't want to be a genre, they don't want to be any genre, they're a mix of genres. And Evil Needle's Mood, we talked about this earlier, is one of Solection's most downloaded projects. And the name of Evil Needle's album Mood could be the best way to describe Solection. It's mood music, and mood music encompasses a wide range of genres. It remains consistently popular across many incarnations. And that's Solection, mood music. And a lot of people think that mood music is frequently misaligned. It's only for elevators, only for fancy lobbies. But the attitude toward mood music has shifted, because more and more people are starting to listen to instrumental music. More and more people are starting to appreciate it. And Solection has no doubt been a part of that shift. And you can see it in artists today. Drake was a fan of Aaliyah, and he wanted to turn rap into mood music. He wanted to turn hip-hop into music that could be played in elevators and people could just be chilling and listening to it. And that's Solection. That's really the gist of what Solection is. That's their sound. You can't really put a finger on it. You can only really just listen to it and enjoy it. And so if you're just tuning in, this is Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. We got my boy DJ Presto coming up in just a minute here, and I am signing off. This was DJ Live. You got to learn a lot about Solection today, and I hope you all enjoyed it. Thank you so much for being with me. Catch me next week, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. once again. I'm about to go get some food. Penguin Radio.